Morning, Rabbi Yisai. Our limud of Sefer Chofetz Chaim. We're into Hilchos Rechilos. We're in today Klal Aleph Sif Gimel of Hilchos Rechilos from the Chofetz Chaim. Lizchus Refuah of Yosef Dov Bechayla. Yishtav Refuah Shleima Bekorah Pesach Shachayla Yisrael. Says the Chofetz Chaim that sometimes it's I'm trying to be magdar it. It says sometimes it's possible to speak Rechilos. We've always said that Moiti Shemra is the worst because it's not true, and Lashon Hara is true, and Rechilos is Lashon Hara plus, because it causes animosity, it causes resentment, it causes people to dislike each other. Says the Chofetz Chaim, sometimes you can almost have a situation where you've got Rechilos without the Lashon Hara. In other words, if I tell you something that somebody did or said about you, and that person's quite proud of what they did, and they meant no harm whatsoever, so I'm not really speaking anything bad about the person or what they said, but nevertheless, you are going to be upset by it. So, try and give you a couple of examples, for instance. One of the examples brought down is as follows. I've thought of a shidduch for my nephew. My nephew is 26 years old, and he's only once been out with a girl so far. And everybody's sort of a bit surprised, you know, that... But the problem is that my sister-in-law, and I don't mean literally my sister-in-law, I haven't got a nephew 26 years old, but my sister-in-law is very, very fussy. And everything that they get offered is rejected because they don't like the family, they don't like the history, they don't like this, there's not enough money. They come up with some excuse every time and they reject every shidduch. So, and I've come up with this good idea. So, I go to my sister-in-law and I say, you know, your son's 26 years old, I've got this suggestion, and actually, before I did that, I ran it by another sister. So, I've got two sisters, and I ran it by the other sister. I said, what do you think of this shidduch for my nephew, the son of your sister? And she says, don't waste your breath, and don't waste your time, they'll turn it down, they'll reject it. They turn down every shidduch, nothing's good enough for their prince, and therefore, you might as well not even bother. On the other hand, I think to myself, you know what, you never know, I'm going to try. So I go along to my sister-in-law and I suggest the shidduch, to which they said almost straight away, we're not interested. So I say something like, you know, I ran this by your sister and she said that it's not fair what you're doing because you reject every shidduch and everybody in town is saying that. And you're refusing your son the chance of getting married. He's a nice boy, he's got lots of malice, he could have been married years ago already. But because you are so fussy, that's why, you know, and you're probably fussy for not all the best of reasons. There are some reasons which you could be mevater on. And therefore, as a result of that, you're rejecting Shidduchim, he's not married, and everybody says so. Now, what's going to be the result of that? She's going to turn around, and she's going to say, what's anybody got any business talking about me? I know what I'm doing about my son. My sister, a chutzpah, that she even said that about me. So she's going to get all upset. The sister is not upset with what she said. The sister is proud of what she said. She knows it's true, she knows it's the right thing, and she wishes she could persuade her sister. But when you come forward and you suggest something, and you use somebody else as your support, even though that person's done nothing wrong, so it's not really Lashon Hara about the sister, that your sister told me that you know, she predicted that you would say no straight away, and please would you reconsider? Yeah, nevertheless, I remember Rabbi Pesach Kron told the story. Pesach Kron spoke at one of the, an American convention. They have a lot of older girls who are not married. In America, they've got them here as well. Girls in their late 20s who are not yet get married. And Rabbi Kron spoke about it at the Aguda convention on Shalashudas. They had a Shalashudas, he said, for 700 ladies. And he spoke there about this shidduch crisis. And he made the suggestion, and I think he was backed up by family Rechnitz, that they would pay money, they would pay a bonus to every shadchan who makes a shidduch for a girl who's at least 2 years older than the chosin. Normally speaking, the boys are always looking for a girl who's a bit younger than them. And now they want the boys to reconsider, the parents of the boys should reconsider, and the parents of the boys should accept the idea that my son is going to marry a girl who's 2 years or 3 years or 5 years older than he is, and they should take that into consideration, and that way those girls who are a little bit older will still have a chance. They'll have a larger number of boys that they can look at, because younger boys will be prepared to get married. So he put this suggestion to them at the Shalashidus, at the Aguna Convention 1 year, and he said, you know, parents, if you're not considering anybody for your son, unless any girl for your son, unless she's younger than him, no, reconsider, think about boys who are old, girls who are older. Okay, a year went by, and the following year he's at the Aguda Convention again, and he's speaking at Shalashidas, and again he's got 700 ladies. And after his shiur, a lady came up to him, and she said, I want to tell you, I heard your shiur last year, and I went home, I went back to the hotel room, whatever it is, and I said to my husband, you know, we've got a son to marry, and he's 22 years old, and we were offered a shidduch of a girl who's 25. And we rejected that out of hand. Because although the girl had alamalus, but nevertheless we rejected the shidduch because she's 25 and our son is 22. Our son's not marrying a girl who's 3 years older than he is. Now she said to her husband, I heard Rabbi Krohn's shiur, and maybe we should reconsider it. So we did reconsider it, and the boy and the girl met. And I want to tell you that Baruch Hashem, the shidduch happened, and our son has got married. The girl is 3 years older than he is. Nevertheless, they are very, very happily married, Baruch Hashem, and she's expecting her first child. And I want to thank you for that. So, are you our speaker today? Sorry, I did not realize. I apologize. I'm taking your time. Okay, but later, you'll hear the end of the story tomorrow.
Started at the Turaway Northwest London Wednesday, Kofei Tammuz, 31st of July, by Moshe Ellison Shlita, conditional mitzvah. This week's Turaway has been spotted at Dushmash Morris Mountain Bus from Mayor of Kona Lona Shomash, third Yantan is on Friday. This course, I will have a Moshe Ahsul of the Tome Shalom in Hero.
I want to speak about something which is the title is Conditional Mitzvah. It's negated to this week's parasha. Tonight, B'nai Gol and Ne'eruvan, Moshe Rabbeinu was Manchas Oris. And we learned a lot of the halachas tonight. My shaila is something about a shaila, which is quite common nowadays. It's a very simple inyan. I want to focus on, there's many cases about this inyan, but I want to focus on one smaller case, on saying Kriyat Shema. If your tzibur doesn't, you're not sure if your tzibur is going to catch the Sosaman Kriyat Shema, so should you say Kriyat Shema, or you should say Kriyat Shema before, but if you're not sure, sometimes your davening takes longer than other minyanim, or you're not sure the chazan, whatever's happening that day, then can you say it tonight before davening? Kriyat Shema, that if the tzibur is going to catch it, then you're not yetsa beforehand. If it's not going to catch it, then you're yotze the tibur, because there's a mailer to say. You can't be yotze twice, but if you yotze once, there's a mailer of that saying Kriyat Shema with the brachos, koydin smichas gula l'tefillah. So it's a mailer to daven with the say Kriyat Shema with the tibur. So therefore, if you say it earlier, you're losing out on that mailer. So essentially, if they're definitely going to miss it, of course you have to say it before. Here, if it's touch and go, you're not sure. And the second scenario, we're going to see maybe the difference between the two cases, but it sounds similar, is that we know there's a famous machlekas, Magen Avraham and Gon, when the Sosaman Tefillah, do we start from Alois, do we start from Netz? We're not going that machlekas is, but most minyanim here, let's say Shabbos, we keep the Gon's man, which is the second's man. And again, it causes a machlekas. Some people want to be choshesh, especially in Eretz Yisrael, people choshesh for the Sofik Deraisa. Maybe they want to say, they want to say Kriyat Shema before davening, before the Magen Avraham's man, k'day to catch the Safek Doraisa, to catch the Machlokes HaPoskim. And so again, if we have if we have a mailo possibility to make it tonight, then the Chori should make it tonight, because we have the mailo saying Kriyat Shema together with the Zman, with the Tzibur. But if you can't, then maybe we should. If you can't do it tonight, maybe the mailo saying the brachas Kriyat Shema together with the Kriyat Shema precedes the mailo of catching the Magen Avraham, the Shitz Magen Avraham. So it says in the Rama Simon Menvov, says nowadays we say during Korbanos, we say Shema. When we say in Kabbalah Shema Yisrael, we should say Baruch Shem, because without Baruch Shem you're not Yotzei Kriya Shema, and therefore we have a mail of saying Kriya Shema being Yotzei, because possible the killer might miss it, and therefore we try to say it beforehand. This is based on the Torah. The Torah brings Rabbi Yehuda Chosid was makpid to say this pasuk of Shema Yisrael with and continue into Baruch Shem in order to be Yotzei Mitzvah Kriya Shema, and he said the Birchas Kriya Shema later on. The reason why Rabbi Chosse did it, because he has a lot of Talmidim there and he has Shurim, and therefore it was possible that he might miss the Sosman Krishma, so therefore he tried to say it earlier. The Ra'ah, the Bisi also brings there, the Ra'ah, that nowadays we also say Shema. So ask Bisi also, if it's Loi Shapadam, he asked on the Ra'ah that we shouldn't do it because we're not considering missing the Sosman Krishma with the Tzibur. Therefore we shouldn't be Yoter earlier and we miss out on the Brachas. We should only say it later. He asks us a question on the Ra'ah. Why does he do it? Why do we say Shema Yisrael beforehand? The Bach and the Magen Avraham brings it on the Shulchan Aruch, is that you should be mechavan shaloi lotzeis. When you say the Krishma, you're right that we're trying to be Yotzei with the Tzibur later on with the Brochas, but you should mechavan b'shas, you say that beforehand, the Shema and Korbanos, we should mechavan shaloi lotzeis. And mechavan shaloi lotzeis is okay because we're not going to be Yotzei now, we're going to be Yotzei later on with the Brochas. So says the Magen Avraham that, but unless your tzibur is going to miss it, then of course you should be yotzei with the korbanos. You should say Krishna with the korbanos to be yotzei the mitzvah. Riki Vegas says on there, finally starti, that if you're not sure if your tzibur is going to do it, you should ichavim b'derech tonight. You should make it tonight. This is where the whole thing starts. Im yavu yehi yotzei b'zeh. If the tzibur is going to miss the sosman Krishna, he yotzei with the mitzvah beforehand. Im lo yavu lo yotzei b'zeh. And the tzibur won't pass over the zman sosman Krishna, then you're not yotzei. You can make it tonight b'shas. You do it.
Are you yotzei Kriya Shema just by saying Shema Yisrael?
So midrash of the first pasuk is what's yotzei. Only midrabon the most of later on. So therefore, there is an option which the Taz and the Beis Yosef continue to entertain, that the reason why they made the brachas later on was because the mitzvah derabbanon are saying with all three parashas. But in Ochanami, there is an option. I'm just bringing the Makori to the first Shema midrash is just the first pasuk. Midrabbanon, the motive of the second parashas onwards.
What's the first chapter?
Shema Yisrael. Not the first. The Mechaber just says the first pasuk, not the after.
But if you anyway, not necessarily to say, why
did
you say it at all?
So I'm not sure why the Ra'ah says it, in case you might miss it.
Yeah.
But the Makor is.
What would be the point of saying it if you're always saying Kriya Shema?
Yeah, that's what he just asked. I'm not sure why they added in to say it. It could be because of to show Avo with the Brocha there. I'm not sure for the. I'm focusing on the Shaila where Rabbi Vega brings down that if you're not sure your tzibur's passing, then you should be chavin al derech tonight. And Rabbi Vega later on, Ishtel Tzu and Magen Avraham later on, but there's another Rabbi Vega in Simon Kof Dalad regarding Shemeh Ka'ina. If someone wants to be, if someone's not sure if it's time in the middle of a Sudra, Shahakul or something, so you should ask someone who hasn't eaten to make the bracha, and he's Yotzei Shemeh Ka'ina. And he goes there, the Shaila where the Shemeh Ka'ina could be the bracha of Atola. Says Rabbi Kivego that you should be mechav now tonight. That if I'm chuyt to make this bracha shahakel in the middle of the soda, then he's mechav and shmei ka'ainu with the other man's bracha. If he's not chayv to do it, then he's not mechav and lotzis. You see, he brings there maybe shmei ka'ainu. It's not a bracha lotzis. That's his sugya there. But we see that Akmar that Rabbi Kivego brings the option that you can still make it tonight with a bracha shmei ka'ainu, whether you're yotza with this thing aderch tonight. And the makori is the. Avodram brought in Beis Yosef Simon Tov Pei Tes regarding Sfiras Omer. They're talking about what's very common nowadays that we daven Maariv earlier. We daven after Shkia, where it's a Sofik being a Shemosh, Sofik after Nacht, Sofik before Nacht, before night, Sofik after night, where they have regarding Sfiras Omer. So if the Tzibur saying Sfiras Omer, and you know that you're staying up much later, you're going to be able to be Yotza the Mitzvah of Sfiras Omer later on, therefore, the Tzibur says it, really, you should just abstain. But we don't want to abstain because if everyone's saying doing a mitzvah together, we shouldn't just ignore it. What you should do is that you should say Sefira without bracha with the tzibur before the Zman, and if you remember you're still up later on, then you'll say the bracha with the Zman. This is what Avraham Avadram says it. And the reason why you should say it earlier, because he says, because im yavra zman v'yishkach, in case that you might forget to say the Sefira later on. The problem is, so it says Avraham Ravua, that if you say Sefira beforehand without a bracha with a tzibur, then you could be your yotzer, could be your not yotzer, and he doesn't say anything about Tanai. But the Beis Yosef already brings straight away on the Rambam, from the Rambam. The Rambam says that if you say Sefira without a bracha, you yotzer straight away, so therefore you should not say with a tzibur before Zaman, because if you say later on, after Nacht, your Sefira, when the right time to say it, then you're saying a bracha levatola. Therefore you should not say with a tzibur, says Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef by us in Mechaber Paskins, that yes, you should say with a tzibur. Asked on the Farshim, what do you mean? He paskins like the Rambam, or he's choshes for the Rambam, and you shouldn't make a bracha later on. It says the Magen Avraham there, you should make it out tonight before the tzibur, or saying it during Benish Masras, where it's the Safak Yotz of the Mitzvah. You say it tonight. If I'm going to forget later on to make the bracha, or I'm going to forget to count later on, then I'm Yotzer now Misafik with a tzibur. If I'm not going to forget, then I'm not Yotzer now. Maybe I can make a bracha later on, and I'm Yotzer the mitzvah with a bracha. Mm-hmm. And this is the Magen Avraham's pshat later on, and this is Rabbi Kibega by us, says the Makor for our halacha by Krishma, that you can make a bracha, and you can say Krishma tonight and not be Yotzer. Apostle tells that you'll not be Yotzer. It's based on this Magen Avraham in Sfiras Omer. So we have to explain how a Tanai here works by the mitzvah, because there's a lot of Tanoim by the mitzvah. We know Tanai Kofel, we know lots of things. Let's say by this Tanai, do you need to make Tanai Kofel? Do you have to say, if I'm Yotzer the mitzvah, going to be Yotzer the mitzvah later on, then I'm not Yotzer, and if I'm not going to be Yotzer the mitzvah, then later on, then I'm Yotzer now. Do you have to say both way around? Normally, a lot of Tanai, we learn Tanai b'nei Godrin, and you have to have Tanai Kofel, Hein Koim Lab, a lot of Tanoim. But let's say you can, that's not a question here, but it's just up to we're not sure what you need to make Tanai Kofel. The problem is the Gemara and Kesubah stuff, Ayin Dalet, says that the whole Makor of Tanoim, Tanai B'nei Gadol and Eruvin, and therefore we have to have Esher B'Tzlichus. Milsta Isa B'Tzlichus, Esher B'Tanai. Something that you can be able to make a Shliach to do it, then you can make a Tanai on it. Because just like Moshe Rabbeinu made a Tanai, or with Tanai B'nei Gadol Eruvin, he didn't fulfill the Chalukas Oretz. He sent Yeshua to do it. Therefore, it's a milsad isa b'shlichus, that scenario that happened in the midbar of Moshe Rabbeinu, that happened with something that was possible to do alidei shlichus. And therefore, only then we learn out that you can make it tonight. The Gemara they're speaking about chalitza. Can someone make a woman falls for yibum to him and he wants to do chalitza? He gives a chalitza on condition, you give me 200 zuz, you pay me for this. So the Gemara says, mucheletzes. It's not even conditioned. Even if she doesn't give her the money later on, then the chalitza happens on all counts. And the Gemara says, because it's milta le'isa deleisa b'shlichas. Why? Because you can't do chalitza with shliach, because, you know what I mean, you can't take off the shoe. It's something that's lesser b'shlichas, and therefore you can't be tanai. You can't make a tanai here. Tosfos says that the crunch or the difference why you can't make a shlichas is toilo habaha is by kiddushin. When you make kiddushin, then you are in total control of the ma'aser. You are making, you're creating this kiddushin to happen, or any other chalos, set a mechira, anything that you're trying to do something to get, then you're in total control. Therefore, it's considered a strong ma'aser that enough that you can make a shliach. Likewise, you're in control of the ma'aser, you can make a tanai. But something you're not in control of the ma'aser, you can't make a shliach. It's not in your capabilities. Then it's a problem. You can't make a shliach because you don't have so much control on it. Therefore, you can't make a tanai. The Ramban in Bava Basra is speaking about a case where someone makes a nozir. Someone says, "I'm a harini nozir. I'm a nosha galeach. On condition, I can still I make a exclusion in my nazir, so I can still be my galeach and can still have a haircut." So the Gemara there says that the tanai is chal. Ask the Ramban, what do you mean? How can you make a? I can't make a shliach to make a nozer for me. I can't make ask someone else to please do this ma'aser nazirus instead of what I'm doing. It's your neder. You're meant to do it yourself. and you can't make a shliach. This is the Ramban's kasha. And Ramban says that whenever we have two parties, I'm giving something to you, a kiddush and a get or a mechira, something between two people, then I'm giving hand something over, then you need hilchas tanoim. You need to have something isi b'shlichas. But something that's been nidvein atzmi, I'm making a zeros myself. There's no problem of shlichas, meaning even if you can't have a shliach, therefore you can still make it tonight. That's the Ramban says. Therefore, if someone makes it by a nozir, it's beinim atzmi, I'm not speaking, I'm not handing over anything to anyone else. I'm doing beinim atzmi, I'm saying my nozir. And if I don't want to make it Isol myself to have a haircut, then I can exclude that from my tanai because my tanai is still applicable, even though it's less of a shliach because it's a beinu vein me.
Lashon Ramban. You can do a haircut.
The Gemara there goes with droshes that maybe it's a problem with. So, but it could be a nozir just his own nazirus that you're makabel all the things. The Gemara goes through the that might not work, but regarding the tanai it works. The Gemara doesn't say this problem. Lashon Ramban is Vatam, the reason why Beni Bein Ma'atz me, I can do such a thing, I can do it tonight, Sharem Midai to Hisna, he's doing on his own accord, he's making the Naziros on his own accord, and he wants to make his own tonight. Veroito Lekaitano, he himself is holding by fulfilling his tonight, and therefore it's not a problem. And Ramban Azam, Lechain ain't Sarif tonight Kofel, you don't need tonight Kofel. Shan the Ramban, it's not that it's not a tonight, of course it is a tonight. Navas, we're not confined to the rules of Tanai because you're making it on yourself, so you're allowed to have your own kavon, you're allowed to have your own ideas within what you're doing, Beini Vein Ba'atzmi. But Mehilta Tanai it works. So possibly this helps by us, even by Kriya Shema, that's Leisa V'Shlichus, then you can't make someone else to do a shlich, say Kriya Shema for you, you have to do it yourself. The question fills in here, why is there the lechoyah that you can't make a tonight when you to be yaitzah shikriya shema? Because later b'shnichas, not tonight, but negad nir oven. So for the Ramban, it's easier because we'll explain why it doesn't completely shtim. But for the Ramban, because it's beini bein ba'atzmi, I'm being yaitzah my own kriya shema. So I decided upon myself that I'm not going to be yaitzah kriya shema if my tzibur is going to catch the loss of my kriya shema later on. So it's not a problem at this point to make a tonight. Because Beini Vein Ba'atzmi, and likewise the Lashon Ramban is, I don't need tonight kofel, there's no problem with Leisa B'Shlichus. The problem is that by Chalitza, the Gemara in Ksubos asks a question. The Gemara says that by Chalitza, when someone makes a condition that I'm only being chalit to you on condition, you give me 200 zuz, the Gemara says the problem there is, is Leisa V'Shlichus. It's similar to Tanai B'nei Gav Nurim. There's no real concrete, like within what's happening here, like in Londres, what's happening wrong here. It's just a drosha that has to be domed to Tanai B'nei Gav Nurim. Rav Chanan Kibbutz Oros asked the question that Lechoyah, when you do Chalitza, you're not creating something, you're not doing anything. You're doing like a mitzvah, it's like putting on lulav, you're shaking a lulav, like putting on tefillin. You're just putting it on, and the rest, the heter of the yivam, of the yavam, is happening automatically. You're not doing anything, so why is it up to you to create that? Why is it up to you to be able to make it tonight and what's happening from the heter that's coming out of you? He says, like shchita, he compares it to shchita. When someone shechs and say, on condition this and this and this, what's not shchita? The shchita happens. You make a condition. This is touching on the Avnei Nezer, the famous Avnei Nezer we do by Seder night, that we make it tonight, that if Rabbi Yehuda Rabbonim, whether the Zman of Achilles Afikoman is before Chatzoy, so Achach Chatzoy, so Avnei Nezer, famous Avnei Nezer says that you can make it tonight. So touching on that, Lemaitza, how can you say you're not eating matzah now? Even though Nez is agreeing that beforehand, you're eating matzah now. You can't say, oh, I'm not eating matzah. You're being yoked to the mitzvah. Maybe you're not mitzvah zafikoimun, you're not ending up your meal now, and therefore you'll be able to continue eating, and maybe the final afikoimun will be later on. That's the Avnez sugya. But the Achilles matzah, you can't change it. You are eating matzah, you are shechting it. So it says that by chalitza, you're also doing a chalitza. What has that got to do with tonight? Where's the realm of the tonight that something's happening? You've done what you've got to do, and the rest is meant to happen automatically. He says that possibly by chalitza, then you need kavana to do it. You need to be mechavan that I'm the yavam, she's the yavama, and I'm being matter. I'm doing this chalitza, this mitzvah chalitza that's taking part to be matter this yavam. You have to kavona b'shas you do the chalitza to be matter the yavam to yavama in this scenario. So therefore, maybe on that you can say, because it's up to me to be mechavan, therefore it's within my control that possibly I can make a tanai on such a thing, because it's my control that I'm being mechavan, that this should be matter in this case. Not that I'm making the heter, but in this case I'm doing what I'm doing with the kavana. So maybe within that kavana, because up to me, it's possible that I'm doing something, then maybe you can make it tanai. We asked from shchitas, we mentioned shchita, that if you shech the animal, then you can't stop that shchita happening. But by shchitas kodshim, someone has shech the korban, you have to mechavan that it's doing the shem korban, which korban, who the bailim are, there's different kavanas. So he says, we know, the Gemara says, that shchitas kodshim, you can't make it tanai. And you can't stop it from happening. He can't make that, the shechita would do this and that. The different case of the Gemara. So he says, there also, you need to have kavana. And we see that it's not in your control. Very nice you have your kavana, but why can you not make it? He puts us a question. Why can you not make it tonight? L'chori, you have kavana to do it, and therefore it's up to you. So why can you not make it tonight in your shechita kodshim and chalitza? So he answers that in Ochan Nami you're right that you need your kavana, it's up to the man to do it, but it's the man doing the maisa, chalitza. So if he's doing it for this case, then in Ochan Nami he might be in control for the maisa, he doesn't have control in the chalos. And tonight is always as what happens in the chalos. This thing taking effect, the heta that's happening, is based on my maisa. Now, if I'm not doing the chalois, then you can't control the chalois. If you're doing the maisa and it should work, then you can't say it does work, it doesn't work. You can't touch the chalois that's happening. Therefore, by chalitza, he asks on the sugya and kisubos that very nice is kavono for this case of being of doing chalitza. It's up to the man to do the maisa, but the chalois that's happening is happening automatically after the chalitza is happening. So if it happens, it happens absolute, and if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen at all. So Lizer Bechonim with a question, as by chalitza and like and huadin and shchitas kodshim, all these cases, then even though you kavana, but the chalois is not under control, and therefore you can't make it tonight. So just bring us back to our Krishna, very nice for mechavan to do the mitzvah, to be yotz the mitzvah, but we're not doing chalois, no chalois, nothing taking effect. Yeah, I'm doing the mitzvah, I'm shaking luluf, I'm putting on tefillin, nothing's happening. Yeah. I'm being going to the mitzvah, but there's no chalois happen. How can I make a condition to control what's happening here that my maisa mitzvah is not a maisa? This lechori doesn't come in the realm of tanoim. The Pnei Yeshua in Gittin brings this Ramban that we mentioned before. The Ramban says there's a difference when there's two parties involved. I'm selling, I'm giving kiddushin to you, I'm doing something here with someone else, then you need all hilchos tanoim. But if I don't, if I'm doing Beinu Bein Batsmi, the Ramban's case is when you make a nozel tanai shegaleach, then in that case, says Ramban, you don't need tanai kofel, you don't need hilchos tanoim. Ramban is mashma that you still need tanai. Pnei Yeshua says, a new savara, because I'm doing something myself and I'm creating it myself, he quotes the Ramban and he says that because I'm doing it for myself, it's like my dibble doing something. But also dibble, I'm about to dibble. Normally, tonight, we need the whole chiddush of tonight is because you've done a maisa. I've done the maisa kiddushin. What I have in mind, even my words I say, is not enough to control a maisa. Lo yossi dibble, lo yossi machshav, I'm about to maisa. But if it's only the thing that's taking effect is only a dibble or a kavana, then of course, osi machshava, machshava, mevatel dibble. And therefore, it's nothing to tanoim. You have control afterwards or at the time to limit what the effect you have with your dibble or machshava. Anything that's not doing a maisa, he's talking about nazirus and neder shvur. You make a neder or shvur on condition of something. Then therefore, you can make it's not considered a tanai even. It's just I'm promising something and I want to fulfill the way I want to fulfill. That's my dibble or my machshava controlling my dibble of the shvur. And so Nazirus also. So the chor, the fidus Pnei Yeshua, you can answer by Krishna. In Hochnam, you're not taking effect anything, and the nochan lois, which I've got hilchos tanoim, and you run into problems with Gemara Ksubos of Chalitza. But by Krishna, because I'm saying my Krishna, and I have kavana to be moitzi, then my dibble, machshava, can limit my dibble of Krishna to say to whether I'm yotz the mitzvah or not. And osi dibble, I'm about the dibble, and so therefore I can do it conditionally. Not a real tanai, hilchos tanai, tanai b'nei gadol miruvon, just on condition that that if the tzibur is going to be yotze later on, then if the tzibur is going to catch the sasaman krishma, then I'm yotze now. I'm not yotze now with the mitzvah. I'm just ati dibur to invatel the kavana that I'm mechaven lotzeis, and it's fine. I've sorted everything out with ahiras tanoim, and therefore you don't need tanai kofel. You don't, and all the tanoim, and we don't have a problem of isa called hechad the leisa v'shlichas leisa at b'tanai. Something you can't do shliach leisa b'tanai. The Orchis Rabbeinu, the sefer from the Stipler, or the Talmidim of the Chazanish, wrote a sefer about all the Hanhogos of the Chazanish. And they say that Reb Chaim, he brings down there that Reb Chaim Kanievsky asked once the Chazanish, what happened if you're not sure if your tzibur is going to catch the Sosaman Krishma, what should you do? Says the Chazanish that you should make a Tanai. Like what he said, that you... Sorry, it's Magen Avraham. Reb Chaim Kanievsky was not asking about Magen Avraham, should we make it tonight? He asked, Reb Chaim Kanievsky asked Chazanish, do you need tonight kafel? Says the Chazanish, no, you don't need tonight kafel like we have the Ramban. That because he asked, the Shiloh was, can the tonight b'nei gold nur need tonight kafel to be used to the Kriyashma? So the Chazanish answers, no, you don't need tonight kafel like the Ramban says that. Something b'nei vein asked me, then I don't need to make a tonight kafel. But Reb Chaim Kanievsky asked another query to Chazanish on this, that we have a machlikus of Brera, which is the sugya. I don't think there'll be time, but there's a big sugya of Shiloh Brera. Can I do something on condition that only later on we're going to find out if Lemafreya it works? If B'Shas Maisa, we don't know for sure, it's not a Dover Borrow, therefore, will it be a problem? Shiloh Brera, because we don't know if the Tzibur is going to catch Osman Krishma, therefore, we're only going to find out in half an hour when. Whether my mitzvah or my prayer is going to be a mitzvah, so maybe it's lacking in the mitzvah at the time. Says the Chazanish, replied to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that there's no problem. There is a problem of prayer, so therefore you should incorporate that in the Tanai. He say if there's a Shiloh Brera here, therefore I'm not making any Tanai. I've been used to mitzvah beforehand, because obviously it's better to vaday mitzvah than sofik mitzvah, and therefore if there's a Shiloh Brera, I'm doing absolute my mitzvah now. If there's no Shiloh Brera, and we're only going to find out whether Tzibur is going to find out later on, therefore you should make it tonight, and you don't need to make it tonight kafel whether Tzibur is going to catch the Sosaman. So when I get to my two Shilohs at the beginning, then the first Shiloh was what you're not sure whether your Tzibur is going to catch. So therefore we have this zog from the Chazanish to Reb Chaim Kanievsky that it's a possible Shiloh Brera. We should not have time to go in why it's a Shiloh, and possibly there's no Shiloh. But there's a possible Shiloh of Brera, therefore you should incorporate that in the Tanai. But my second scenario was regarding the Magen Avraham and Sosaman Krishma, Magen Avraham, Sosaman Krishma of the Gon, that your Tzibur is anyway going to catch the Gon's man. But my Zaman is earlier of Magen Avraham, not my Zaman, but I want to be Yotze L'chol HaDeos, the Machlokes Rishonim regarding a Sofik Deraisa. Therefore, that's not a Shiloh of Brera, because that currently now is a Sofik, and Akash Baruch knows who the Halach is like, Magen Avraham or Gon. Therefore, you can make a regular tonight now, whether Magen Avraham or Gon. Therefore, it's not a problem of that. And regarding Sosaman Krishma, later on, then that we have a problem with Brera. Therefore, we have to incorporate the second part of the tonight of Brera.
Should do this or my action shouldn't do this. It's not.
Because the action is not the action, the physical action.
Husband's not doing anything.
But it's happening to him. He's willingly giving his leg or shoe to happen to him.
Okay,
it's
but he could be a stone.
Not really.
What?
Not really. Satan. It can't be a stone. We need him to be there. So all I'm saying is, because he's there and it has to be him and it's done to him.
Okay. Then could I ask you, let's say, for instance, supposing the husband was a cherisher to a cotton.
Yeah.
Well, not cotton, yeah?
The Gemara says it doesn't work.
It doesn't
cotton work. Cotton is a question. I'm not going to put him with
yeah.
The man's not. It's happening.
No, saying so the man needs a kavanah.
Yeah. This case, that's the Khanan's story, is that putting the Khan of Kavana is cashes, maybe there's a Tanai, but it brings a rash and shit's punching that even though you're not a Kavana, then.
Okay, Shkoyach. My item sent you regards, Shrocky Roberts. Yeah. Said he knows you.
I'm bound
to
the
boss. Yeah.
Hope him all the best, because.
Oh, man, Shkoyach, yeah, he's got a hard life at the moment.
You've got Khashoggi's daughter.
Nine Horash is amazing, but it's very hard.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay.
Good.
What? Yeah. No, it's very good.
Michelle,
you're waiting from Gates to the match. From Gates. All Ellison's from Gates. You have to ask, am I from Manchester? Your father's
solid, yeah?
What's your name?
I'm Shmuley Brothers' father.
Oh, you're very friendly with the Yakko.
Beyond what?
Very friendly with the Yakko. Speak to him, send my best regards.
Yeah.
In case
you married here for the whole three.
Yeah, to Emmanuel Gabo.
I remember that.
Nice to meet you.
Shambhala.
Send best regards.
I've got brother in Gates too, probably.
Dogs. The Reverend
school.
You're
in the Shmuley.
It was my Reverend school.
Yes.
Not knowing, like, he's giving acknowledges.
He didn't go to the girls' school, did you?
No. In the boys' school, they took him in for a